Samach Zion Amud Aleph. All right, here we go. Samach Zion Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, about 10 lines down. La Ashta Tzimirta. So it's this fever that is Tzimirta. Rashi says it burns up the whole guf. Okay, so it's like a full fever. Lishkol, you should take sakina, a knife, the kula parzala, made out of total metal, velezel, and you should go, lehecha, to where? The ikavardina. There are some roses, bushes, like small bushes. Like a sneh, as she says. Velikter bay nira barka, tied to this sneh, I think, tied to the sneh, this hair. Yoimakama, the first day, you should say, lichok veport, you should burn a little bit of the bush, and say velema, and say the following pasuk, Vayero Malach Hashem Elov, to say that pasuk of it says Vahasne Einenu Ukol. So it's mashma, the sneh was not getting eaten up. So that pasuk is trying to refer to himself and say that he's not getting eaten up by the fever. The macha, the next day, lichik beporta, he'd burn a little bit more of this sneh that you found. Veleiman say, "Vayomer Moshe asurana ve'era, I let me go." And esamare hazeh, and you finish the pasuk. Madua lo yivar hasneh. Why is it not burning up again? It says that it's not getting burned up. The macha, the next day, lichik beporta, burn a little bit more. Veleimar and say the following pasuk. Vayar Hashem kisor lirois, and. He says, so this Kisar Leroy says, mashma that it's going to, he went off the path to go look at it. So too this fever should go off the path. Amalei Rav Acha Breid the Rav Le Rav Ashi, Velema and say, Vayomer Al Tikrav Haloim, don't come any closer. You should say that. And they'll be like talking to the fever. The Gemara says, that's a good one. Ela, Yoyimer Kama, the first day, say the first two Pesachim. Lema Vayero Malach Hashem Elov. And the next one also, etc. And say Vayomer Moshe. And say those two psukim. The next day say Lamarcha Lema Vayar Hashem Kisar Hashem Vayar Hashem Kisar Lerais. And the third day say Lamarcha Yomer Vayomer Al Tikrav Haloim. V'chipasak Le. And when you finish, when you say these psukim, actually, when you cut down this branch, Litite, bend over the sneh, v'lepaske, and then cut it over, v'lemahaki, and you should say the following chant, hasneh, hasneh, loy mishum, la mishum de gvias mikol iloni, it's not because you are the highest of all trees, that Ashri HaKadosh Baruch Hu shchinte alach, that Hashem rested his shchina on you, ella rather, mishum, because the miyachas mikol iloni, Ashri HaKadosh Baruch Hu shchinte alach, it's because you are low, the lowest of all trees that Hashem rested His Shechina on you. V'kihechi dechamisei ashti dechananya b'shel azari av harikas bin kadamahi. And the same way the fire went away from Chananya b'shel azari and ran away from them. Kain so too tachminei ashti l'ploini bar planisa. So too should the fire go away from me, ploini bar planis. V'tiarek bin kadamahi. And run away from him. Okay. Continues on the Gemara with these remedies via chants. List simta, which is for boils. Le mahachi, you should say the following chant, which doesn't really mean anything. Baz, bazye, mas, masye, kas, kasye. So Rashi says that these are shemus of malachim. And he's, okay. It's a chant. Sharloyoy, va'amrloyi. And elain malachai, these are the malachim, the ishtalchum me'arad the sudaim, that were sent to the me'arad the sudaim. And they should heal these painful shechin. Okay. Baz bazich, baz bazich, mas masich, kamoin kamich, einayich bech, einayich bech. Asich bach, I warn you that zareich kikolot, your children. A lot of these words don't mean anything. Like, I don't even know. I doubt they don't translate them. They probably just translate or transliterate them, but Kikalot, your children should be kikalot, like a person who can't have any children. Ukupre de delay par vele ravia, or like a mule that does not reproduce. Kach so too le tifa vele tirba begufe de pleni bar plenis, for so too should these things not reproduce in this body. So I don't know if this is like for the bubonic plague or something like that, but apparently it was something that was catchy and he didn't want it to reproduce. Okay? So again, it's just a lachash be'alma, Rashi says. It's just a chant. You know how in the olden days they used to have those chants walking around the cauldron? That's what this is. L'kipa, for kipa, Rashi says, this is also a type of boils. And Rashi gives two options here. But also, alternatively, it is for somebody who has been taken over by a shade. So, either he went crazy or officially had a shade. Or Lemachi, you should say, Cherev Shalufa, an unsheathed sword. Vekala Natusha Loishme Yuchav. Again, these things don't really mean anything. Loishme Yuchav, Cholin Umach Oven. Painful illnesses. Okay? Lishida. This is also for somebody who's taken over by the specific shade. Lemachi, you should say the following thing. Havios Depokik Depokik. Again, Rashi says this is just Havis. This is just a regular chant. Lita Tabor. Mishumas, it should be lita, it should be cursed. Tabar, it should be broken. And mishumas, it should be destroyed. Bar, the following shade's name, whose name is Bartit, Bartame, Bartina. Kishamgas, Merigas, Vistamoi. All these are names of shades. Lishida the Beis Akisei, if somebody has been attacked by the shade of the Beis Akisei, Le Ma'achi, you could say Akarkafe the Ari. On the head of a lion, va'ause de goryase, and on the nose of a lioness, ashkachton lishida, ashkachton. That's where you should be found. Actually, ashkachton lishidoi bar shirikoi. You should find this shade that's named the shidoi bar shirikoi panda. Okay. You know, some people say like, oh, they wish they have these svarim that have all the chants and everything like that. And well, here it is, if you want one of these chants. I once found, there's a lot of Rabbeinu Bechayas and everything like that, that, you know, have a very interesting chants and very interesting formulas and things like that. And it looks like this Gemara, basically. And, you know, not much you can do with it. So here is the book of chants. B'mishra dekarti chavte. In a row of leek, that's where I should throw you down, the shade. Balua the chamra chatarte, and in the neck of the cheek of a donkey, that's where we should hit you. Okay, and that sums that up. Although we are about to get back to it for a drop, but ubnei malachim bezagin. The Levista finished off that bnei malachim, kings are allowed to go out with bells. And says the Gemara, really anybody could. Man Tana, who's the Tana who says that really anybody could? Amar of Oisha, Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Shimon, the Amar Kol Yisrael, B'nai Malachim. All of Klal Yisrael have the status of B'nai Malachim. Rava Amar, Ba'arik, Ubiksusev, the Rekha. Rava says, no, you don't have to say that. You don't have to say that it's talking about Rabbi Shimon's opinion. It could be that it's not a special hetter for B'nai Malachim. Maybe it's talking about where it's woven into the cloth, where it's woven into the shirt. So you're not going to take off such a shirt. And it's mutter for all people, because it's part of the shirt. And in other words, the Mishnah says that you're allowed to go out with bells. Is the vart that you're wearing it around your neck in a necklace? In which case, the only heter is for B'nai Malachim, because they're not going to take out. Prince is not going to go and show his friend. Poor prince has no friend, as we know from the prince and the pauper. So, therefore, he's not going to go ahead and show these. He's not going to go ahead and show his friends. So, that's why it's mutter. Says the Gemara, and the Mishnah says that it's mutter for everybody. So, who is of that opinion that it's mutter for everybody? So, that's a single opinion. That's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Rabbi says, that's not what it's talking about. It's not talking about where you're wearing it on a chain. It's talking about where it's sewn into the shirt. And the reason why it's mutter is because it's part of the shirt. And the heter is from everybody. The Mishnah continues, Zoyts in a person's let it go out, bebitza sachargol, with this type of. Now, I'm not sure if this is bitza sachargol, which is. It's a name of a grasshopper, bitza sachargol, or is it bebeitza sachargol, and it's the eggs of a grasshopper? I'm not sure. Benkach ubenkach, one is allowed to go out with that, ubeshein shul, and with the tooth of a fox, ubemismar minatzolov, and from a nail, from a cross. This is somebody who has been nailed to a cross. So apparently there was a big segula to take one of the nails that he had been nailed to the cross. And of course, we know these type of things exist in Christian folklore. You know, you get a splinter of the actual cross and everything. Mishum Refua, because of Refua. Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chacham ma'isur, Chacham says it's asur, af b'chol, even during the week. Nothing to do with Shabbos, b'shim dark ea ma'iri. That's a, not, it's a non-Jewish practice. Yoitzin bebitza sachargo, why would you go out with it? The avdi l'shichla, you do it for an ear pain. So apparently, if you, the, you put these grasshopper eggs or the grasshopper in your ear, and officially the pain goes away. Again, these things are not to be tried nowadays. We don't understand the, you know, the exact methodology, and maybe Shino Yatev doesn't work anymore. Ubishain shel shual.
What's the answer? That for a fuah, you're allowed to carry?
So, I don't think that the vart is not that, it's that you're allowed to carry. The vart is that it becomes part of Lanias Daiti. The vart is that it becomes part, it's like just like you wear a shoe. It becomes part of your wearing. You're wearing it. It becomes like a tachshit. It becomes you're wearing it. I'm not carrying it. It's just the same reason I would wear, the same reason I wear shoes. I wear something in my ear in order to prevent this, in order to prevent this thing.
Does it matter if you would like take it off at times? Like they say with, if you wear a wedding ring, you always wear, you never take it off, then you don't have to like take it off while washing.
Possibly it would make enough community. If your mahalach is that you always take it off, then maybe it might be a gzera. Then at that point, we may have the gzera, yeah. Okay.
It's interesting that Chachamim said that these things are Daki Amori. What about all the other things we just mentioned?
Yeah, right. So the Rashba, there is a Rashba about this that discusses, you know, what's Daki Amori, what's not Daki Amori, and which ones did the Rabbanim know and which did the Rabbanim didn't know. I think he says that the ones that are tried, tested, and work are not Daki Amori. And I think that's his gather. I think that's, in fact, what's going to be the Gemara coming up. But yeah, the Rashba does talk about it. Like, at what point, you know, what's considered Daki Amori and what's not. Just yesterday, I had one of these guys, a kid asked me if he's allowed to take a haircut. He had tons and tons of hair. He hasn't taken a haircut in it. So now he's going to barber today. He wants to shave just the sides and leave the top on. So that's called blurus. It's a special type of haircut that they used to do back in the day, which is actually before Shulchan Aruch, that you can't do it. But the question is that maybe nowadays it should be mutter. But nowadays it's usher, it's darkei mari. It's usher because, it's not going to be usher because it's a lemaisa, it's a straight koisha. You see a guy like that, it's a koisha haircut. Even if you leave a two on the side for the pace, that's darkei mari. It's actually chukas akum. It's a slightly different thing. It's chukas akum, but it's the same simon and shulchan aruch. It's chukas akum. Okay, says the Gemara. So what do you use this thing for? The shechel for ear pain. Ubishain shel shul. What do you use a fox of a tooth for? The avli l'shinta. You do it for people who have sleep problems. The chaya of a lot from a live fox. It's leman denayim for those who sleep too much and they have CFS. And the demisa, the ones taken from a dead fox, is leman deloinayim. It's for ones who have insomnia. Okay. If you take either a splinter or a nail from a cross, the avdi lezirpa, you do it for zirpa. Rashi says this is some sort of swelling that comes from a wound. Okay, so this cross should heal that. As far, by the way, if you see anything different, please tell me. This is, you know. Mishum Rafua, Devir Rabbi Meir. Mishum Rafua, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Abai Bar Amadai Ritavai, both Abai and Rava say, called Abba Sheesh by Mishum Rafua. Anything that is because of Rafua, Ain by Mishum Darke Ha'amari. There's no problem of Darke Ha'amari. Ha'ain by Mishum Rafua, Yesh by Mishum Darke Ha'amari. Says the Gemara, but if it doesn't have Rafua, it does have Mishum Darke Ha'amari. But a tiny bit of price, it says Elon Shemeser Peyreisav. If you have a tree that is sick with whatever sick, like just like people get sick, so can trees and plants. So you have a tree that's sick and it is dropping its fruit. It's not being able to hold its fruit. So Soikre Besikra, you should paint it with red paint. V'toyana ba'avanim, and you should weigh it down with stones. Now Bishlam V'toyana ba'avanim, I can understand why weighing it down with stones that physically makes sense. because that will weaken it in some manner that hopefully will get this, will contain the power of the tree and either break the virus or, says the Gemara, it can understand physically and botanistically why this breaking, why this putting of the stones would help the tree. It would break down the it would break down the power of the tree, which because maybe the tree is just overripe. So by weighing it down with stones, you don't want to. It will control the power of the tree, and the fruit will stay on. But elasoiker besikra. Why are we covering? Why are we painting it red? My refuah covered. Why do you? That's not refuah. That must be just plain old dark amir. That's a witch's thing, bro. Says the Gemara, ki hechi de lechazia inchiv leboyle rachame. You're right, that has nothing to do with anything. It's not because it's going to get healed, but that's a sign. That's an emergency plea to everybody to daven for this tree. Kedetanya, as it states, v'tamei tamei yikra, the person should call out that he's tamei. Tzarech lehadiyat tzar l'rabim, a person has to go ahead and inform everybody of his tzar. V'rabim yivakshu lov rachamim, and people will ask for mercy. Many people who are sick, they mamash, keep it secret, keep it secret. First, Lavdafka, that's the correct mahalach. Could be the first couple of days you want to keep a secret, but once you know it's in, then Adarab, you should tell people and have them daven, ask them to daven. That's A, and it's for several reasons. And B, of course, psychologically, it helps to know that people know you don't want to keep a secret. It just triples the pain. Amar Ravina, keman talinan kuvsi bedikla, who, like whom, do we hang Kuvsi, which is, Rashi says, it is a cluster of dates. Who do we hang them on a dikla like whom do we do it? Says, in other words, to answer, why are we doing that? Kihai tana. Like this Tana that says that you should do it to inform people that there's something wrong with this tree, and they should daven for you, for the tree. So that's why we do it. Tana beperek amoiroi kameh kihai tana. Yeah, Tani Tana Beperek Amaroi, there was a Tana who learned, it was learning in a Perek Echad that is taught in Maseches Shabbos that teaches all about Darkei Amori. So he was learning this Perek in Kamei Derev Chibar Oven. And Amar like Kulu Es Behu Mishim Darkei Amori. Labar, all these things that we mentioned are actually us because of Darkei Amori. Labar mehani, except for the following. One, Mishiyeshlei Etzim Begroinai. Somebody who has a bone stuck in his throat. So actually, for some reason, in my head, I remember that Rabbi Kiva Eger says that this is the only one you're able to try nowadays. And he said that he did it and it worked. If I remember correctly. Mishiyeshlei Etzim Begroinai. Somebody who has a bone stuck, and he did it with a kala. It was a kala that at her wedding, she got a fishbone stuck in her throat. And he did this, and it worked. Mishiyesh lei etzim begroinei, mevi me'oisei hamin, he should bring from that min, u'meniach lei al kadkadei, and put it on the forehead. V'lei mahachin, he should say the following thing, chad chad nachis bala bala nachis chad chad. Ein rei b'shim darkei emori, that's not b'shim darkei emori. Okay. La'adra, is also is this fishbone that's stuck in your throat. Le'malchi, you should say the following thing. Nina atzta kemachat, nina alta ketris sisi. That's why I said we'll be getting back to these chants. But, okay. Ha'omer gad gadi. If somebody says gad gadi, usnuk. So in other words, gad gadi is a lashon that I should have a good mazel. And these mazalim doesn't mean you should have good luck. It means you should have the mazalis that run the world, that Hashem runs the world through. It's like a puppet show. But Hashem has strings that he runs the world with. Those are the mazalis. He's saying, I want to have a good one. Usnoik loy ashkir. Usnoik loy. And my mazal shouldn't be tired. Ashki uboishki. Day or night. That expression is yesh b'mishim darkei hamayir. It's darkei hamayir. Rabbi Yehuda Amar God Gedi, to say that he should have a good mazel, that's any other lashon avodah zara. It's even worse than the stam darkei emori. That's lashon avodah zara. Shenemar ha'orchem legod shulchan hu bishma ha'orchem legod shulchan. They set the table for God for this darkei emori.
Is saying good luck just is it mutter? Is it post can speak about it?
Yes, sure. It's more of a tefillah than it's understood more of a tefillah than anything else.
set for on the side of Heter. Mutter.
So therefore it's Mutter. When you say good luck, when you say Mazel Tov, you don't mean, either the guy has a Mazel Tov or not. The Torah says we're davening that you should have a Mazel Tov, that you should be in a good Mazel.
So you're putting good luck in the same category as Mazel Tov?
Well, good luck is, I'm saying, good luck is, I'm saying, depending on what luck is. There's no such thing as luck. Luck is kfira. Well, it's understood, that's understood, like, you should have Hatzlacha. I don't think anybody, when a person says good luck, he's not like, okay, may the forces of random nature be with you. You know, you're not, you're saying Hatzlacha, that's what you say when you say good luck. But yeah, if you meant good luck, that would be pure kfira right there, yeah, sure. Fine. Who bishma v'hi bishmai? There was this. If there was this nichush, this practice of this like magical practice that by night a husband and wife would switch names. He would call her by her. He would be called by her name, and she would be called by his name. And that's also yesh b'mishim da'akei mari. That's a nichush. All these things, superstitions. That's really what this is. This is an umud of superstitions. So people, for superstitious reasons, decided to go ahead and switch the names, and it's supposed to bring good luck and whatever. That would be a problem. Doinu Dani. If somebody says Doinu Dani, which is that my Chaviyosai. So it sounds like my portion should be hischazik. How do they translate that one?
Barrels of wine be strengthened.
Should my what?
Barrels of wine.
Oh, chaviyosai. Oh yeah. Okay, fine. My barrel should be strengthened. Okay. Yeish b'mishim darkei hamayri. That is also Darkei Mari. Rabbi Huda Aimer ain't done. El Lashon Aved Azara. No, that's Aved Azara. Shenemar Hanishboim Ba'ashmas Shemrein. As it states, Hanishboim, those who swear Ba'ashmas Shemrein, for Amru Chayel Ekecha Don. Okay, so Adarav, that's Aved Azara. It's not Stam. It should be strengthened. Ha'aimer, a bunch of more superstitious things. La'oirav, you have to tell an oirav as it passes you. Tzrach, cry out. And because you want it to be giving you good news. Ulu arvsa, you tell a female raven, shriki, which is scream out. V'hachzir li zanav eich l'toiva, or give me, good news, basically by saying, turn your tail to me for good. All these things, yesh b'mishum darkei ha'amayrim. Ha'amayr, shachtu tarnagol zesh shakara arvis, shech this tarnagol because it cried out by night. Or v'tarnagolis, or this shakara gravis because it sounded like this hen because it sounded like a rooster. All these things, yesh b'mishim darkei ha'amayrim. So these are a bunch of like, don't open an umbrella indoors, and don't walk under a ladder. All these things, black cats, these type of things. It's a gemara of all these things that don't make sense. These are all isser of nichush darkei ha'amayrim. Esh teva oiser. A guy says, "Let me drink." And I will leave over in the cup. He makes sure not to finish anything. Not because of the tainus arrived, or because he doesn't want to finish, he wants to hold back. But rather because it's a superstitious thing to leave some little bit in the bottom of your cup. Yes, so
what about, for example, overflowing one's cup on Moshe Shabbos?
So good question. Where do we say that Judaism is full to the brim and overflowing of these interesting minhagim? And what's considered a Darkei Mari and what's not?
So that's just a remez because we want a week of bracha, and it's a reminder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a reminder to us that we should have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
That's the way many Rishonim say it. For example, the most common one, because these things, it's like Mehechites, even it's true, but the Gemara says it. The Gemara says it by Rosh Hashanah by night, that you should have dates, and you should have a rimon, you should have all these things. You dip the apple in the honey, so you should have a sweet year. So the pashtus is that you should be, it should open your eyes to daven for these things. That's the pashtus. But it's not simple. A lot of people say, like the Ramban says, that when you get a nevuah, a lot of times you have to solidify the nevuah. And until you solidify the nevuah, it's not 100%. It's not oimid 100%. So that's why he brings down 100 examples in the Torah where let's say Yaakov got a nevuah, so he went and you do something. You know, you point Eliyahu pointed his stick. You have to do something on this world to solidify the nevuah. So therefore, some say, I think it's the Shlah, who says that the reason why we do these things on Rosh Hashanah by night is to solidify the nevuah that of a good year. In case you got a good year nevuah, you want to solidify it. But that would really only make sense if you did it by day, not by night. But Al Kapanah, that's what he says.
Like a few blot ago, when they said wash with more water.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, it's a hot moment.
Brings bracha, you know.
Right. It's a hard sugya to know what's the pashtus is that so what's the difference between ones that's dark yamari and one that's not? Is that one that was made up by us and it's done as a remez is mutter. And we understand that it's not really the thing that's causing it. If you go ahead and you pour over wine, it's not like, oh, you poured over wine, you're going to have a good week. You know, it's not like that. The vart is that you are either you're going to daven for it, or shladik, you're solidifying a gzera. But it's not because you did that. Mashenka, in these things, they believe that if a black crack crossed your path, it's going to be a bad week. If you believe that, that's not a problem.
What about the idea that I'm doing it because the Chachamim said to do it, and so everyone has Chachamim?
That's also fine, yeah. Yeah. Chaira. Hamavakai is based because if somebody breaks eggs in front on against the wall in front of chicklets, if nei afrechem, yesh be mishim darkei mori. Why? I guess it helps. Hamegis be nei afrechem. If somebody is megis, it means he stirs a bowl in front of chicklets. He's yesh be mishim darkei mori. Hamerakedes lekut v'hamerakedes. Somebody dances. The Hamayin is 71, and he counts to 71. The Hamayin is 71. Afreichem as a segula that they don't drown, that they don't die. Yesh mushim darke hamari. Hamaraket is lekutach. If somebody dances for kutach, in other words, while making his dips, he dances. Again, just else good luck charms. V'hamishatekes laadashim, or he's very quiet around adashim, or v'hametzaveches legrisin, or when he's very loud and screaming when he's around grisin, all as a segula. It's interesting, there's such a thing called, like we saw earlier, like if you put a bell on your grinder, because it makes it grind better. And we say, Hadik Hetev Hetev Hadik by the Keteres, because the sounds are good. So maybe over here the sounds are good. Again, it's hard to know what's considered, so you have to, it's just the ones that the Chachamim list are okay, and the ones that are not okay. If somebody, as far as I understand, this means goes to the bathroom in front of the pot, again, as a good luck charm. Is that what it says? Now they translate it? Okay, I would imagine, it could be that, you know, by the time you're cleaning up afterwards, you know, you finish cleaning up and, oh, the pot's boiled. That could be pshat. But you're allowed to put in a splinter of a strawberry plant, or pieces of glass in the pot, because that will help it cook faster. Okay, so you're allowed to put the tut in. Why? So I would say the this is not a segula. This is a medical. This is physical properties. That for some reason, the glass. See, I don't know why glass should make a difference. Why should glass make a difference? I understand maybe you want to say the toot berry maybe has physical properties, but I don't know. Tanar ban noistim bul shel melach l'toich haner. One is allowed to put a cube of salt into the fire, b'shvil shetoir v'tadlik, so it should get brighter and light better. And he's also allowed to put some tar in there in order to make it burn slower. Because again, these are not segulas. These are physical things that work. Amar of Zutra, Hayman de michsi sharga de mishcha, somebody who covers a oil lamp, umigli nafta, or uncovers a naphtha, a kerosene lamp, so it burns much faster this way, and it doesn't give off more light, it just burns quicker. Ka'avar mishim bal tashchis. He says, over bal tashchis, what are you doing that for? You're making it go faster. Now here's one that we do. Chamra v'chayi l'fum rabbanan ein b'mishim darki emor. If somebody drinks a glass of wine and he says l'chayim, says chamra wine v'chayi, in other words, life, so wine. Ein b'mishim darki emor. Ma'isav Rabbi Akiva, there's a story that Rabbi Akiva she'asa mishta l'benai, did a mishta for his kid. V'al kol kois v'kois shehevi, and on each cup that he brought, Omar, he said, chamra v'chayi l'fum rabbanan. Chayi v'chamra l'fum rabbanan l'fum talmidein. He said, L'chaim to the Rabbanim and their Talmidim. And that minhag has lasted since Rabbi Akiva, 2,000 years. So people want to know, where does it come from to say, L'chaim? Rabbi Akiva did it. Interesting. Mamash lasted 2,000 years. All right. That sums up the sixth parak. The seventh parak is a very... good, it's a tief perek that is learned by yeshivas. There's a lot of klolim in this perek, like a lot of rules on chatos and things that you're chayev on. All right, so let's get started. Klal gadol amar b'Shabbos. It said a klal about Shabbos. Kol ha-shechech ikar Shabbos. Whoever forgets the main, he forgets the concept of Shabbos. He totally forgot that there's a concept of Shabbos. And for years, he has been going to work daily. And Saturday was the day that he rides his lawnmower and he does all the things on Saturday. Shines his boat. He just doesn't forget that he totally forgot the concept of Shabbos. In the end of the day, the rule of thumb of this Mishnah is you pay for your mistake. So what's the mistake of this fellow who for years... and years was violated every Isser in the books on Shabbos. His one mistake is he forgot Shabbos. So therefore, he's only chayav once. What happens if you remember Shabbos? You know what Shabbos is. You went to day school, but you forgot when Shabbos was. But he forgot that today, was Shabbos. And he did many different malachas on many different Shabbos. There, the mistake is every week. You forgot today was Shabbos. You forgot the next week was Shabbos. You forgot the next week was Shabbos. And the Gemara will discuss even if you're a day off. Let's say your calendar is a day off.
Did he know in between that it was Shabbos?
The Gemara will say. If I remember correctly, the Gemara is going to discuss that. Either that or it's the Rishonim. Whether or not you know. That might be Rashi Tesis over here. Whether or not you know, or whether or not the fact that you knew a week past, and within that knowledge, you knew that there had to be a Shabbos, that itself is considered a knowledge, even though you personally didn't realize that you violated the Shabbos. Now, that's for sure. Even if you didn't realize that you violated the Shabbos, that's for sure. The question is, even if you didn't realize that you made a mistake, that's the Shabbos. Let's say you're living on a desert island, and you're counting the wrong day. So is that one mistake, or every week it's a mistake?
So you're saying it's every week it's a mistake?
If I remember correctly, that's definitely some of the opinion. It might be Gemara, or it might be the Rishonim right over here. It might be this long Rashi Tesis.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. Yeah, it's this Rashi. Okay. Yeah, it's this Rashi. I'm reading Yomim Shabbat Time Avin Yadil Chalik. No, so Rashi says that you're talking about where you knew that you lived every week. You never remember that you did an Aveira. You mowed your lawn on Saturday, forgetting that today was Shabbos. And then on Sunday, somebody said, oh, yesterday, did you see that thing on Saturday Night Live or whatever? And you're like, well, that processed in your mind that yesterday was Saturday. So even though you didn't put two and two together, like, oh, I also mowed my lawn yesterday, that's what Rashi points out. Now, if I remember correctly, Tosfos says, one second. Ella Kishatel, yeah, okay, so once again. Yeah, I think Taisa says that even if it's not, even if you don't know at all. Yeah. Taisa says, even if you didn't hear about it, it's still Asr. Because there's a cost of every Shabbos. But it's a very big sugya. It's not just.
I think it's because that in the region you're going to realize what day it is because everyone goes to the city on Monday and Thursday.
Yeah, so the question is though, I think Taisa is saying even not like that. That's what Rashi says. But I think Taisa says not even not like that. Even if you don't have it. It's exerts the cost of every Shabbos is his own thing. Okay. Hayodeya Shehu Shabbos, the guy knows that it's Shabbos. V'asam melachas harbe b'Shabbos is harbe. And he does many melachas on many Shabbosim. Chayev al kol av melacha u'melacha. There, it's chiyav on every av melacha. So in other words, he doesn't realize that that shaving is usher. So every Saturday morning he goes, I know it, Father. He remembers it Shabbos. He just doesn't know. Every Shabbos morning before he goes to shul, he shaves, comes out freshly clean, and drives to shul, not knowing that shaving and driving is usher. In that case, the mistake is shaving and driving. So you're chayav for shaving and driving. But only every week, it's not a new thing.
When I was in Madison, so the Chabad rabbi there, his father was a shliach to Casablanca. And he tells me a story that when his father arrived there, he goes around, he's trying to teach a lot of people there about halachas and Shabbos and such. So he tells them, one of the things that they were doing, they were carrying on Shabbos. So he tells them you're not allowed to carry. He says, no, it's okay, we're Sephardim, that's fine for us. Like, I can show you in the Beis Yosef. He investigated. It turns out what happened was many, many years ago there had been an Eruv.
Right.
But then people stopped maintaining the Eruv. They forgot all about it, and they'd always carry.
Right.
It occurred to them that there was a reason why they could carry.
There is a lot of people who are anti-city Eruvs because of this. Like you have kids that grow up, in Lakewood, and they heard of no carry, but wherever they go, there's an Eruv. Or they go to Toronto, there's an Eruv. They go to Chicago, there's an Eruv. And suddenly they don't. It's not brought up with the issue of carrying, and there are people who don't like Arabs, city Arabs, because of that.
Right, so there would be a thing where like these people in Casablanca, they know what Shabbos is. They had no idea that carrying was usher.
Right. Yeah, it's a good reason. Yeah, but then it's also a problem to know in the back of your head that there is an Arab, and then and tell your kids there's no Erev. But then because so we don't hold the Erev. But like every time you forget something in your pocket, you're like, okay, fine. Or you really need to carry the key, okay, fine. Or like there's a cousin's bar mitzvah and you really have to take your carry, it's like, okay, fine. Because then I thought you're not allowed to carry. Like, no, yeah, but. So I thought you're not allowed to cook. I thought you're not allowed to, oh, okay, just do whatever you want. So it's you have to, you have to do it smartly, but. Okay, if one does many malachas, all in the framework of one malacha, so you could take this as one av, and many told us, the halacha is you're only chayav once. Only one per 39. And of course, there's a machlekas, whether or not you're chayav and told us, b'makam av. But, all right. So that is basically that. We will stop over here.